So we're gonna be calling Shannon Hunt.
Downey, this is your team. Please get the Cherry Queen. We miss you, Downey. Please. Please go home, Downey.
My name is Shannon Hunt, and I'm ready to be your junior class president.
Okay, here we go again. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Shannon Show podcast. We got a great guest here today. We have a two-time Shammy Award winner, a convicted dog, as everyone knows, from back in the day, and the man who tried to get with my ex-girlfriend the second after I left the nation of Japan. It's none other than George Glover back on the podcast. George, how are we doing?
What's up, Shannon? Oh, pretty good. That last statement about the girlfriend thing is completely false, but...
I feel like I'm in another trial all over again.
Yeah.
I had multiple sources confirm it to me. You even promised it to me before I left
the island. I did promise, and I want to hear these sources, honestly.
You want to hear
Sky,
okay,
one of them?
Yes.
If Sky wasn't one of them, don't want to hear it.
She was one of them. She told me.
Okay. Now she's lying. Come on.
Man, of course. Well, I don't think she'll be back on anytime soon to defend that statement. So no worries in that department. I think you'll be fine. Who cares? Anyways, this is a cool edition of the podcast, George. I've been wanting to do this for a while. And as we get closer to episode 100, I want to do like a little bit of a throwback type podcast. So you can't tell a big difference, unfortunately. But everyone who's watching, like, I'll use all the old graphics. I'll use the old logos. I even got a CC Lemon, just like the old days, which is pretty cool. Kool-Aid Man's obviously always here. This is like the only shirt I have from like I wore with Sammy once. Throwback edition of the Shan Show. I'm also going to bring back some old segments. I got the Dr. Mallon mailbag. I got an old school preposterous predicament. So, George.
You should have told me. I would have shaved my head just like I'm fresh out of boot camp.
Well, the first time you were on, you had all the hair.
I did have all the hair.
Was that from the cave? It was from the cave.
It's from the cave, straight
from
the cave.
That is crazy, man.
We don't have the luxury of being in the cave anymore. We're from the parking lot at the cookout, so.
Hey, you know what? The cave was a magical place. I will say that. Cookout parking lots, good things. Fair enough. Let's get into the content.
Yeah,
how have you been? How have you been? I mean, you're Marinian. Like you are.
I am.
You're full-on serving the country.
Marina.
Full blown.
Yeah. And it's honestly pretty great. It's honestly like surreal for like the job that I do.
Yeah.
To have like 19, 20 year olds working on helicopters and then I go out and fly on them. Like it's crazy that like
people
with what the military does with people with like no experience and they just trust us to do it. You know, it's honest.
Is it concerning?
Oh, yeah. Every time I get on and I look at that dude, he's like, don't worry, I'll fix that. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. Uh-huh. You know, but yeah, that's what I do.
So what exactly do you do? Yeah.
I am air crew for a CH-53 helicopter. When I'm not flying, I am doing maintenance on it. You know, changing the oil and stuff. Dude.
Still, man, you're working on aircraft in the Marine
Corps. It's pretty cool.
In real life.
I couldn't ask for a better job in the Marine Corps.
Is this what you wanted to do from like the start? Or something.
I told
like
my recruiter I wanted wings and I wanted to wear a flight suit, and he was like, "Well, good thing there's only one job for that." So I was like, "All right, cool."
There you go, man.
It's crazy how far I've gone in life when I actually started taking it seriously. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to like, but you're right. I mean, you've been on just like within the past like 5 years or so. Like it's been a crazy journey for you, man. Like
it's been a tear. Yeah, I've been tearing it up.
You have been tearing it up. I mean, you spent time in a foreign country, going through high school. You were, I mean, like, I know I even gave you so much shit whenever you came up at Kubi and you were like the oldest one there. And I mean, that was wrong on my part, but like that was a pain in the ass, I'm sure. And you graduated, you're in the Marine Corps. Now you're doing what you love. And I mean, it's, I'm sure it's inspiring for someone out there. I mean, sure. I'll say it inspires me. You inspire me, George.
Oh, thank
you. Appreciate
it. I excel at whatever I do, you know, just Marine Corps, Shannon Show guest. Like I said, two-time award winning.
Yeah, for both trials, I will point out. So these are group episodes.
Okay, there's one trial. They're not going to count mine. That was ridiculous.
There wasn't a trial? You said it was a mockery?
Well, honestly, I mean, we'll talk about it later. I saw the script. I got some. I definitely got some things to say.
Can't believe
it,
you just mentioned the script. You just broke the fourth wall right there, George. People
my fault. Today is December 5th. Everyone or whatever the date is. Oh no.
Uh-huh.
Breaking all the fifth wall.
Also wrong. On a tear. You happen to succeed in everything you do in life. But yeah, two-time Shammy Award winner. Really, really impressive. I'm always going to value those who've been around. And you've been around for since episode two, man. That was episode two when you were in the cave. Two. We're 95. That is concerning.
Is there anyone who's been on more than I have?
Johnny.
I'd say Johnny's been on. Sammy's obviously has a Shammy.
Sammy has not been on in a minute. I don't know. I think last time I asked him, he didn't say anything. So I think that's usually when I get scared.
Thanks, Sam.
I don't know. I'll have to go check. Owen has been on a lot, but always as a supporting guest, which was kind of like a running joke that he can't get his own episode. Yeah, love Big O. I just saw him recently. Yeah, if you guys out there meet someone who has over 90 episodes of a podcast, run, man. Like, that is concerning. That says something about their mental health. And I mean, yeah, like, this is that means they got no friends, man. They are doing nothing but sitting by themselves on a computer all day. Not talking about me specifically, just like someone else who would,
other weirdos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what, you enjoy everything about your job right now? What sucks? Is it the uncertainty whenever 19, 20 year olds are fixing the aircraft? Is there anything that like, could be better?
I mean, it's a little concerning, but there's always like those 25 year olds that go over our work and check it out, you know? So yeah, they just give it the good old, yeah, it's fine. You know, it'll fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't suck because I still love what I do. Honestly, I can't find anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people are always hit or miss. I actually just recovered from a broken hand because someone who outranked me tried to step up on me and I didn't back down. Yeah, and I got so angry. I got a little too heated.
You punched someone, George?
Outranked. No. Instead of punching someone, I turned around and punched a wall.
Oh, my God. That's the...
Yeah, I know. Lesson learned. Just punch the dude next time, you know?
No, I don't think that's the last
thing. No matter what rank he is.
Does the Marine Corps offer like anger management courses? Is this like, is this going to be a recurring issue?
It's not a problem. It was just, no, it was a one-time thing. Let's not make it a big deal. I punched the wall won. You win and you lose, you know?
And that's just one you lost. I lost. Wall.
That's about the only one I lost, you know?
Fair enough.
Except the trial.
The trial. We'll talk about it. Well, what's your routine like right now? I mean, obviously, I don't think you hang out in cookout parking lots every day of the week, but
it's a special occasion.
Special occasion for the Shannon Show.
Special occasion for the Shannon Show.
What's your routine? What's your workflow
wake up early in the morning. Changes on the showtime. Sometimes I fly at night. Sometimes I fly during the day. Obviously, if I fly at night, I show up later during the day. But just go to work. Honestly. Whatever time I have to show up, do some maintenance on the helicopter, pre-flight it if I'm flying. And then it's honestly a super simple job. It's super chill. Oh, yeah.
That's good. What's it like being in the air? Like, what's it like? Because you said flying tonight, and I just got, like, these like, visions. Like, what is it like actually being up there and having that view from above? You don't have to get, like, too, you know, deep about it. But what is it too like? I just want to know. Like, come on.
It's a different feeling. Like that first time you take off and you're just looking down and I don't know how many times have you ever rode in a helicopter, but it's completely different than riding in a plane. It's, I don't know, because it just pops up off the ground and you just feel it, and then you're always shaking around because like you're not strapped, you're just walking around in the helicopter. Uh-huh. You have like a little strap coming from your back from my flight vest that I wear. Mm-hmm. Just hook it onto the hooks on the ground. That's what keeps you in the helicopter forever.
And it's all open, right? I think you sent me a video once. Jeez, man. You got fear heights?
No, I don't.
Well, yeah, that's convenient then. No.
But I don't know. It's something you can't really explain. You just got to hop on one yourself. Maybe I can pull some strings and get the Shannon Show.
Whoa!
Ride in the helicopter, you know?
In the air? Can we get a pod up there on the comms?
Maybe
that's a step too far. This is getting pretty crazy.
Maybe.
But do you think that your mentality has changed? Because last time I talked to you, you just got out of boot camp. Like it was, I mean, you took it seriously in a way, but it was also kind of like it was kind of like funny, you know, like it was kind of a joke. You told me about diving into the mud. Yeah. You're dealing with all these downies every day. You were just kind of like laughing with the drill instructors. And it was kind of like, you're kind of in that in-between role. Yeah, especially out of the boys, right? A lot of context clip. And it was really interesting because you're older than all these kids too, and you're kind of like in that in between where you can see what's bullshit, you can see what's important. How do you think you've changed since then? Like, now you have a job, you're working with hopefully other competent Marines.
Yeah. Hopefully. Honestly, Shannon, I haven't changed at all. I'm still finding the things that I probably shouldn't find funny. Still laughing. I'm still just as sarcastic as ever.
Yeah.
Pissing people off in a weird way. But, you know, I enjoy my life, you know, because some people, they go into this contract that they sign and they hate every minute of it. Like, you're living your life. Like, might as well enjoy it, you know? And I still have an extra year on my contract because of the amount of training that I had. So, my five years, you know, and I'm just planning on enjoying it as best I can. So,
yeah.
And just showing up to work with a smile is probably the easiest way to do it.
That's so, damn, that's kind of sweet, man. Showing up with a smile. I never thought I'd hear George say that. Just a nice guy showing up for his job. Yeah, it's very just like, who are you? Damn, bro, that's kind of cute. What do you do? What do you do in your free time right now? Like, what are you doing when you're chilling? Do you have like, wait, you're in Lejeune, right?
It's a base by Lejeune. It's New River.
Okay, New River. Yeah, okay. My dad was stationed in New River once too. Shit. Where was I going with that? Yeah, but what do you do? Terrible host. What has the quality of this podcast become? Is Jacksonville near there?
It's in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville. So gotcha. That's a weird town.
It's a weird town. There's a lot of strip clubs. A
lot of vape.
Not a lot of anything. A lot of vape. I don't do that, any of that stuff. I enjoy breathing air. So I love it.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's literally nothing to do. My dad, before I moved to Japan, I lived in Wilmington, which is literally like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
So usually on the weekends, I'll go down. My dad's still there, so I'll go hang out with him, play some golf. I play a lot of golf.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff. And I still doing my baseball thing. There's no leagues right now, but when the leagues start back up, I still get in it. You
know, you're getting out there, shoving it on the bump?
Shoving it, scooping it, walking four batters in a row, and then coming out and striking them all out, you know? It takes a while to warm up.
Is that what happened in your Okie Boys debut? I remember the bases being loaded for a while.
Oh, it was a terrible first couple of batters, but see, no one ever remembers the nine batters that I put out after that. You know, there was always like, wow, you suck.
No, but no one remembers. I don't remember.
No one remembers. See, I finally got those first three outs from the first inning. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I came out the second inning, had a 1-2-3. No one remembers that, but I have video of it. But and then the third inning, I think I gave up one hit, but the rest were out. But no one remembers that. They only remember
We played like another 30 games that year.
That I wasn't a part of. So that was my one.
Maybe
Dr. Mallon was there, and he's like, we're not having this dude on the team, you know? Like, he just kicked me off right then. What?
I said, rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Dr. Mallon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Dr.
God. You had to make it all weird. You thought I was just saying that just because?
But you kind of surprised me. I didn't know he was dead.
I didn't. It was like, it's been like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, what? Yeah. What a bummer. Sorry.
Yeah,
didn't mean to bring it up.
Actually, wait, you probably aren't bummed. He's the reason you weren't on the team. Did you have a personal agenda? Was this an inside job? No comment. No comment from George Glover on the passing of Dr. Mallon. Wow, that is concerning. Do you still work with some Downies and T-Bears?
Every day.
Every single day. Do you think that your time with Downey and T-Bear has prepared you for working with Downies and T-Bears?
It has. I've grown to increase my patience level.
Right.
Can't really be as hard as I was on Downey and T-Bear to these guys because most of them outrank me. So.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, that's another level to it. Could you imagine? Like, imagine being a freshman at Kubi and when Downey was a captain and having to deal with that, being in those shoes. I feel bad for those kids. Yeah.
The world's coming to an end, honestly.
It honestly is. I mean, and I would think there's only more Downies and T-Bears coming up through the ranks, coming up through the system. They're middle school right now, and they're going to be up, and it's a dark future place we're heading towards, George. Yeah.
But just, you got to think about the other side of things.
We have to stop letting them reproduce, if we're being honest.
Hey, man. That's what I'm talking about. You got to think of the other side. You know, there's little Shannons and little Georges out there. getting ready to bully them, you know?
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be, right?
Yeah. As it should be.
Little George is ready to pounce on little Shannon's girlfriends in foreign countries.
I don't want to hear anything about pouncing on girlfriends without breaking up. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I didn't pounce. Honestly, I don't remember what happened. With
respectfully
the
slid in. Okay.
I would never.
No pouncing. Demormonizing machine.
Done that. Never. You, sir. Whoa! Are they demormonizing?
That is one of the best quotes in Shannon Show history, and I'm pretty sure I had to take it out of the podcast. It was a real shame, man. Andrew
wasn't
brought
it on,
the
like,
guns.
I thought you had it on your
out of context maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I might have.
I couldn't keep it in. Man. That was.
He brings his A game every time. He's the best. I disagree with that comment.
I don't.
Cool. Appreciate it. So
we talked about it off the show. It's been a thing. You got a little nickname. Go ahead. Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Cool. A lot of celebrities have been under fire recently, George, for some comments they've made. Most notably, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, which this podcast used to be a big supporter of, unfortunately, and now he's gone down a path that we cannot follow. Does it really compare at all to the N-word video?
Listen, it is. It's honestly, as a team that we were on, honestly, a world traveling team. You know, we were not just hopping on buses and going 2 hours down to like
Tennessee
or whatever to play something. Like, we're going through airports, customs with passports and stuff. Like, a world. See, that, like, in that mindset, you should be embracing other culture, you know?
Right. Diversity, inclusion on the forefront of your mind.
Exactly. And the fact that T-Bear just lets that word out, like, it's nothing. It's honestly just, it's painful, you know? Yes. Our whole baseball team was a bunch of little white boys, okay? With apart from a few exceptions like Grubbies and Cruz and all that. But come on, T-Bear, honestly.
T-Bear, and the thing is, it didn't slip out, George. It did not slip. It was hard R, and it was pronounced, and it was...
In front of teammates, in front of coaches.
In coaches?
In front of loved ones.
Cameras.
I'm just glad I wasn't there.
This was an organized team event, George.
Honestly.
You're doing skits. Yeah.
And he's just pulling out N-words with hard R's.
Just right out of the holster.
I honestly see no difference between Kanye. It's just...
No, I mean, they're right up there, except the one made graduation and the other one made nothing, so...
Made nothing, bro. I'm pretty sure he had, like... The amount of hits he had that season, I can count on one hand, so...
You might not even need a hand.
Might not even.
But I mean, I could also count all of your hits that season on no hands. So
I have a question about this. Okay.
Okay.
I was that one game that Coach Tor let me, you know, he was very, very nice of him to let me pinch hit for the opposing team. You know, and that one that I popped up, you know, I'm not going to bring out excuses, but me not seeing live pitching ever, you know, busted out of the end of the season. I popped one up. Of course, who else was it to? But it was to you. All right.
Yes.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it because I was, you know, head down and run. All right. And I'm still on base. Right. Did you touch that ball or did you drop it? Was it an error? Was it a hit? I need to know.
So you reached base on that ball, and I believe it was a bloop single. I don't think it was catchable. I made a lot of errors, George. When it came to, like, pop-ups, I'm not going to drop a pop-up. I'm a space station buddy. I gobble those things up. I was actually notorious for stealing pop-ups from other infielders, and that's caused some rifts within the infield gang with the two BGs. The second base gang, they called themselves that?
Oh, second base gang. Two BGs. I didn't hear that. I haven't heard that. So you would give me a hit.
I think so. If it landed in, honestly, I remember you striking out to Isaac. That's what I remember.
Right, but that was after.
Okay, so you got two
at bats.
I'm
not talking about the strikeout.
Okay.
One for each game that we had.
It's just funny that you failed to mention that. Okay.
But I do remember it because I got an award that season at the little banquet that we had.
Yeah.
Coach Tor wrote a speech and he said I was 0-2 the whole season. But I'm pretty sure I got a hit because Shannon didn't catch it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I did that to be a nice guy, George, just because I liked you so much at the time. I was like, man, I really need to help this guy out. I really need to put him on base. He's been down in the dumps recently. Yeah, honestly, you were in a season-long slump. You didn't have a hit all season. You didn't get another hit for the rest of the season. So basically, I was just trying to extend an olive branch down from the space station to Mr. Glover in the batter's box. Listen, big guy is also a stud of a pitcher.
Was it a hit?
I think it was. I don't know. I honestly do not remember that well. I remember the strikeout, and I got way too excited.
Of course.
Well, I mean, how could you not? I mean, big guy. It's he's known for making memorable moments on the bump. So hard to gloss over that one. Did you know that Isaac is banned from the podcast? I had to do that at the last Shammy Awards.
What happened?
I scheduled to have him on the pod like 3 or 4 different times, and he didn't show up to any of them. Isn't that messed up?
Sounds like he banned you from ever. He
agreed. He agreed to come on the show each time, and then he'd hit me up like an hour later, like, "Oh, sorry, I was taking a nap." just no respect for what the Shannon Show has going on over here. So
it's crazy that he's a gentleman and we're not. You know? that is
technically true based on the Shandro lore. I could have used this help. Let's get to the trials. Actually, should we wait for Kai Grubbs to talk about the trials? We'll talk about the trials. We don't need Kai Grubbs for that. We don't need that. Can we talk about the trials, which are arguably two of the best episodes in Shandro history?
They are.
They both won a Shammy Award that you were a part of, and you claimed both of those. Yep, I guess. And Johnny absolutely adores both episodes. He talks about them way too often as well. they're a good piece of content, but I can't help but bring up the difference in Owen that showed up to those episodes. You got Owen, who was ready to fight, man. He was a bulldog that day. He had an opening statement. He was taking everyone by the... He was going 1v5. He did not care. He was ready to ball, man. And I got like this like PG soft rated version of Owen, who was just like, guys, I don't know. Do you have any evidence? Like, you guys would say something, and he's like, prove it. Prove it. He was just giving you guys a platform to speak against me constantly. He was just putting the ball on the tee for you guys. So I'm really confused. Did you coordinate with this before him?
Did not coordinate.
Okay, I didn't know if it was inside job. Okay.
Pre-discussion of what was going to happen between both of the trials. I just think Owen being one of the top gents.
Yes.
If you look at the performances of the trials, you can tell who he thinks is a gent and who he obviously doesn't think is a gent.
It's hard for me to dispute that, but like that's literally what it looks like.
It's crazy that you want to talk about Owen, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, you had an actual judge for your trial. I had you. You were my judge and my jury and convictor. You
I was bipartisan.
To all this. You never wanted me to be a gent. You know, you called me a dog the whole time.
I'm pretty
sure. And then
sure
by
I
the
swore.
Time the trial came around, you were like, it's all in my power. It's in my hands, you know?
You know, I look, George, we didn't have a surplus of individual. Johnny was in boot camp. If Johnny was there, I think he could have judged it. But I mean, I took on that responsibility. And I think the evidence speaks
for itself.
Oh, how
gracious of you.
I mean, like, look, I had the platform, I had the podcast, I was hosting.
But if we
it.
Think about it now, mm-hmm. us being both convicted dogs, you more so than me, you know?
How can we take such word
of you pledging your non-biasedness as a dog?
Because I was a gent at the time. I was a gent.
Mm. You were not convicted a gent. You know, there was no...
What do you mean? You're
not
you're
convicted.
A gent
you
until
were not...
convicted dog.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, man.
I think mine was a total mistrial. Like, it was terrible.
Wow. Are you calling for an appeal?
I'm not.
A lot of people to get in touch with.
Yeah, it's definitely not Isaac. Isaac's not coming.
Yeah, he's not coming to your rescue, that's for sure.
No. No, but as the time gone on, I've embraced my dog ways, thinking about all the things that I've done.
Yeah.
You know, all the demoralizing a parent, stealing of girlfriends. I could look back at my life and say I was a dog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still am a dog.
Yeah, I mean, good for you. I'm glad you're embracing
Shannon it. Shannon was worse than me, so.
That's okay. That's where I have to draw the line, because like I don't, when
you
I look
draw
back
as many
on
lines
my time.
As you want.
But what? I'm still a dog.
You're still a dog. Yeah,
okay, cool, cool, George. Good, convicted. I am convicted. I also think that my trial was absolutely a mistrial, but we don't have to get into it, man. I mean, Owen didn't show up to play. Sky totally just lied on the stand. She told me afterwards. She's like, I just thought it would be funny, like in front of my audience. She just thought it was a joke. She thought it was a joke that
she
I
thinks
was
it's a game.
She thinks it's a game.
We're playing with people's lives out here. You know?
We like, are. We are.
Lives
absolutely.
Are on the line, and she's thinking it's this is gonna be funny. You know.
She's like, this is gonna be
how
funny.
How dare her? To think I would ever try and steal her from you is.
I mean, she was a participant in the trial and a turning point, I would say. Was there anyone else you think had a great performance other than Johnny Hoppy getting fully
in your
character?
Oh, in your trial?
Yeah.
Max, obviously.
Max wasn't even there. He was at yours. He was at yours. Oh, okay. Yours was Max was awesome in yours. He was like the gents rode the bus. George didn't ride the bus. Therefore, George isn't a gent.
I think Max showed up to play. All right. You want to talk about, oh, Max brought up just hard evidence. Nothing but facts. You know? Hey, I've never seen a jet do this. I've seen George do this. George is a dog, you know?
He did bring up the lap dance, which was just beautiful because I totally forgot about that. And there's a video of it, which is just like makes it 10 times better.
10 times better. I killed that lap dance, by the way. We're not going to.
You did.
We're not going to bring
even
it up.
You had the, yeah. It was well done. It was a well done lap dance, yeah. And now that you're a dog, you can admit it, which is nice. Because I think when you were a gent in the trial, you're kind of like, yeah, you know, it's a very gently lap dance. I think is exactly what you said.
Gent, yeah. You're a gent.
Classic George line right there.
Have you accepted your fate? Do you wake up and look at yourself in the mirror and be like, yep, that's a dog, you know?
You know,
or
George,
I'm
also
have problem.
I think that there's I think there's some aspects of me that have changed since high school. I think high school, Shannon, there is a really strong case that I was, I had some dog tendencies that I couldn't come to grips with at the time. I think looking back, I can admit it. But now I am a gent. Like I'm through and through gent. Like there's not an ounce of that dog in me. There's no bark. There's no bite. I am just, I'm different now, George. I wrote a book. Once you write a book, it's kind of hard. Kind of hard to be a dog. Kind of hard to be a dog with a book.
I'm sure Snoop Dogg wrote a book. And, you know.
He's a literal dog.
The king of dogs.
Shit. Okay. Do
he spells it differently.
He spells it correctly.
Double G. Double G.
Double G. He does have a double G. I forgot about that. What's the correct spelling? D-A-W-G? Is that what you're thinking?
We all know the correct spelling.
Okay. My bad.
We're dogs.
Well, I just look it up in the dictionary. Dog. Okay.
You can't live the jet life now.
Speaking of dog activities, George, I have a question from a listener. His name is Chin. He spent some time stationed in Okinawa, and he listens to the show, and he has a question for you. So you mind if I read that for you?
Go ahead, man.
Let's do it. He says, hi, George. So cool to hear that you're coming back on the show. I have a ton of respect for the journey you've been on and really enjoyed your episode about the USMC boot camp experience. However, one thing has never made sense to me. When you accidentally hit your baseball manager in the face with a baseball, did you really stop and take a picture of her on the ground? I know a lot of things are exaggerated for the sake of making entertaining content, so I wanted to see if this was legit or not. Thank you for your service, Chin.
Well, I feel like I've already been through the story, but once again, you said Chin? Chin is his name?
Chin.
All right, well, I'm glad to go through this story. Yeah. So, you know, the boys are at Far East. You know, I was not invited because I was not a part of the team, even though I was a manager at that point. There's only one manager allowed, and of course they're going to bring Shantae, you know, the Manny of Manny's.
She was good at her job. Yeah.
She didn't give me a hit for my hit. I'm just saying. She was terrible at her job. But anyway, we're done with that.
Sounds like you're holding on to it.
The two managers stayed back. Jalen and I, and we didn't know what to do because our lives revolved around baseball. You know, all my friends were there.
Yeah,
her lover at the time.
I was gonna say her life probably revolved more around junk than baseball.
Same. You know, tomatoes.
Yeah.
And so we were chilling. I was getting ready to join the off-base Japanese.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to get some reps in. So we went to the batting cages over there by the abandoned, was it an elementary school?
Yeah, it was Zuccarin Elementary, the old Zuccarin, there it is. Old site of Zuccarin.
Old site, yeah. So we had batting cages there. And I asked him, like, yo, do you want to throw some? You know, I'm getting ready to join the Japanese league. He's like, yeah, it's fine. And then things happen. I hit her in the face with an absolute rocket. You know, I'm not going to take that back. I hit an absolute rocket. This is, I'm not exaggerating for the sake of entertainment, Chin. Okay, like you said, but I hit her. All right. And she fell down. I was like, oh, crap, she's dead. You know, so I went over and checked on her and I, you know, she fell face first. I rolled her over. And she had like this massive half a golf ball size welt right here between the eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I stayed completely cool and calm because, you know, she was not. So one of us had to stay calm. So I was like, yo, are you okay? You need me to take you to the hospital, right? And then she's like, oh my God, I feel it. You know, she was freaking out.
She was concerned about Chunk, right?
She was, right, because she felt this massive welt. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. Chunk's going to break up with me. Like, that was her first thought, right? She's like, he's going to look at me and think I'm ugly. Like, Chunk's going to break up with me. He's not going to want to be with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it doesn't look that bad. You know, it'll go away. And she's like, well, let me see. So I'm like, you want me to take a picture? You know, so I took a picture. Because she asked for one because she wanted to see it. I'm not sitting there and like, oh, shit. You know, while she's dying, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. She asked for it. Should I have saved it? Probably not. But
should you have sent it to other people on the team while we were in Far East?
Well, I didn't send it immediately. I saved it, put it in the back pocket. And then I took care of business, and I was like, Jalen, you need to go to the hospital? She said, no, just take me home. So I took her home, you know, even though I called my mom, who was working at the hospital at the time.
Oh, that's great,
emergency room. And I was like, my mom was like, yes, bring her here. And then I'm not going to bring her against her will. So I brought her home, and her parents brought her to the hospital.
Nice.
Yeah. But I did save the picture, and right after I dropped her off at her parents' house, I was in the bug. I was in the bug, and I sent.
That's right.
I sent it to Chunk because I was like, yo, I just clapped your girlfriend. I just veggie-tailed her. And y'all were on the plane, and as soon as y'all got off the plane, Chunk had like 8,000 messages from Jalen, like two from me, you know, saying like, yo, I just veggie-tailed your girlfriend. And then a picture of the massive welt on her head.
That whenever Chunk received that message, that was like it just went right through the team. Like everyone just knew immediately. And even better was the neck brace picture. This sounds awful, but and then I made the memes on that trip. I didn't even wait to get back. Wasted no time. Had her all memed up and ready to go. I was like, here you go, Jalen. Hope you feel better. Get well soon. She actually took it very well. She was a very good sport compared to Tina. Tina did not like it. And quite frankly, this is just another exhibit of my dog behavior, unfortunately.
And you kept going.
Dude, I did not know. I didn't stop. I would take it to another level. Yeah, every time they would.
Dog tendencies, man.
Cyberbully aficionado. Really,
I can't believe that person tried to start a meme war with the Shannon.
I know, right?
That was unbelievable.
That's how you know that she hasn't known me for very long. That's how you know that
she walked right into that ass whooping. I mean,
no, she messaged me. She's like, I think we should call it. Wait, I don't want to misquote her. I think I offered. I realized it started getting ugly. I'm like, you have anything left? And I think she said no. Yeah, that's
she was running out of gas. I could tell because you were posting all the memes. Yeah. And hers started off pretty decent. I was like, oh,
they were strong.
It looks like Shannon might actually have some competition. But hers, you know, had some quantity or quality. Mm-hmm. And then like when she tried to bust out, you know, the quantity of them, they just all started going downhill. I think I split up and I was like, man, she's running out of gas.
Yeah.
You just kept banger after banger after banger.
Dude, that's the trick, right? Because, like, you can start off with a banger, but how long can you last, right? Like, how long can you go? That's the ultimate question in a lot of things in life is, you can put out a good meme. Maybe you can put out two. But can you go 12 rounds with the best that's ever done it, George?
No, you can't.
Can you, how long can you last, buddy? Yeah, that's you know, and I am open to all challengers. Anyone who wants to challenge me, I will gladly do so. And I do my research, man. I was digging up old shit on her that she didn't even know. She probably has never even seen before. I get deep into the files.
She doesn't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't know what she was running into there, but she's great. She's very nice. Everyone make sure to follow her and stuff. All right, let me text Kai Grubbs. We'll get him on here, and then we have a few more segments here. Kai Grubbs, join up, bud. Well, what's Kai Grubbs doing nowadays? Are you aware? He told me, I texted him yesterday, and he's like, I'm spending the evening chatting with George and Chunk. You guys have like little virtual dates?
No, we just kind of play some video games. You know, Chunk and I have always been the peanut butter and jelly. Can't separate Chunk and the George. And then we have started seeing more and more Kai Grubbs because he's got a whole life and a job now. So, and he has a lot of free time. So he comes and hangs out with us too.
That's very nice of him. He was in Missouri for a little bit. I don't know. He's been on the show quite a few times too. He showed up to the Shammy Awards drunk last year, which is very nice of him to grace us with his presence.
He might show up drunk tonight.
It was supposed to be a 5-minute. Great. It was supposed to be a 5-minute segment, and he just stayed for the rest of the show. I kept on like trying to prompt him to leave. I'm like, Kai, it's been an absolute pleasure having you. He's like, damn straight it is.
I'm gonna be here for a little bit more too.
Yeah, he just kept on talking. I was like, okay, great, great, great. So ever Kai joins, go ahead.
Sober Grubbs anymore. Like every time he joins, he's always impaired.
Yeah, it's weird the way he flexes it. I think it was cool when we were in high school whenever you were able to get drinks underage. But I mean, once everyone starts getting legal, it's like, do you have a problem, sir? Do you have concerning? And he was keeping like tallies and stuff. I remember he had like a Tokyo trip that he would not stop posting about, and he had, I don't know, Bo is his name. Bo, I tried to get him on the pod too. Didn't work out. I guess I can give the update on the Mr. Koi episode now before Kai gets in. Not good news, George. You did you have Mr. Koi as a teacher? You knew him.
Did not. I did know Mr. Koi though. I did not have him as a teacher.
Yeah, great guy. I mean, he's the best. He's one of the best.
He's a stud.
Yeah, absolute stud. One of the best that Dodea has to offer. I've said it time and time again. I've even given him a shout out in my book. I have so much respect for him. Great teacher, great English teacher, great guy. Unfortunately, I have a source that will remain anonymous on the ground in the halls of Kubasaki who had a conversation with Mr. Koya about the prospect of coming on the Shannon Show. And Mr. Ronnie C. himself said that he would never come on the Shannon Show because I talk bad about other Kubasaki teachers. And George, I can't remember a time I've ever talked bad about a Kubasaki teacher. Can you?
I mean, we did bring up a dead Mr. Mauer.
I can't think of a single time. I mean, when I remember talking about Miss White, but it was only about her incredible physique and conditioning. I talked about Mr. West, and it was only about his ability to maintain diversity and inclusion within the classroom. I've talked about Mr. Zobov and the immense amount of energy that he brought every day. Coach Tor, I talked about his...
Nothing but good thing about Coach Tor.
Yeah. I can't even think of like which good thing to talk about first.
Did you ever bring up Mr. M?
Mr. M, can't say enough about Mr. M. I think that his work attire is incredibly professional. I think that he shows up every day ready to teach. He's an absolute legend.
I think Mr. Koi is just upset that he is not an award-winning guest like some people are. He's a little jealous about it, and, you know.
Yeah. I understand Mr. Koi. I really do. According to the interaction when something like this as well, unnamed source asked Mr. Koya if she could show him something on her phone. Mr. Koya said yes. She then followed up by saying it's from the Shannon Show. Mr. Koya said, oh, never mind. So I do think it's really funny that we live in a universe in which Mr. Koya knows that the Shannon Show exists. I think first and foremost, that is awesome. And second of all, it's also kind of funny, although unfortunate because I'd love to talk to him, that he's against the Shannon Show. So that's that.
You've had a lot of prestigious guests too, you know. Like
we've had a few. It's been a good run.
There's been some names that I've popped up on the YouTube, so on the Shannon Show. I was like, how did YouTube? Shannon get that guy? How did Shannon pull off that guy? You know.
Well, Exhibit A is the director of Dodea, right? And that was right before you joined, for your boot camp episode. That was a good week.
Follow that up.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you did so really well, George. I didn't even tell you this, man. You on Spotify, you're my most listened to Spotify episode by a long shot. I don't know why the Spotify algorithm has like, maybe it's because it's the longest episode, or maybe everyone just shares the bootcamp ones, but you, yeah, done really well with the audio listeners.
Do we know that's legit? It might be Kai Grubbies and his endless accounts of whatever he needs.
All of his bots, they're just listening to your episode?
Oh, yeah.
Possibly. I haven't considered that. But yeah, I wanted to share that. It wasn't like that at first when it first came out, but I mean, it's just constantly rising. So audio people love hearing George's sweet voice before they fall asleep, voice. I guess. Yeah.
Award-winning voice.
Two times Jamie award-winning voice, maybe.
Two times.
All right.
So if Kai's not coming, you just want to bring up the stuffing of the ballots for
let's do it. I don't think he's gonna make it, so let's talk about the Shammy Award voting. I want to do just a little bit of context here. The Shammy Awards, we have an Instagram Guests of the Year tournament every year in which people vote on Instagram stories round by round. You know, I do head-to-head matchups, but I do you see the graphics for this year. I was pretty proud of those. Another
amazing.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So it's really fun. It's a little silly in that you're pitting people up against one another who don't know each other, have nothing to do with one another, and you're just comparing them based on pretty much nothing because no one actually watches the pods.
Just favoritism.
Like very surface level, probably biases and first impressions. But it's really cool, and a lot of people vote in it, and it's cool. And George, you had a really good run last year. What would you like to say?
Finals, right? I got into the finals.
You went to the championship.
I didn't win, though, but I did get to the finals.
Yeah.
And I took it very seriously last year. I was constantly checking the story. I was like, oh, what's the votes like? What's my percentage like? You know, while I was winning, I'd be okay. But there was one point where I wasn't winning, and I was like, man, I want to win. So I started texting people. I was like, hey, can you go on the Shannon Show Instagram page, and can you vote for me, you know?
Yeah.
Completely harmless. Yeah, I'm a little, like, call it out there for votes, right? But I'm also doing the Shannon Show a favor. I'm bringing
people. You're recruiting, you're bringing people in. I remember gaining followers, yeah,
like great, you know. Hello? I started doing it, and then
Of the devil.
Speak of the devil. And then I got all the way up to I think it was either the quarter or the semis, and it was against Kai Grubbs, you know, and Kai Grubbs was going strong with the votes. Okay. And it's a 24-hour vote.
Yeah.
Kai Grubbs is there, and I checked the votes, and Kai Grubbs is whooping my ass in the votes. You know? I was like, what's going on? So I started texting so many people. I was like, yo, can you vote for me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to lose to Kai Grubbs. Like, I don't care if I go to the finals and lose, which ended up happening, but I can't lose to Kai Grubbs. I was texting so many people, and like, the votes caught up. I think Kai Grubbs caught wind of that. So Kai Grubbs. The little devil that he is, instead of like asking people to go vote for him, this man starts making fake accounts.
Yeah.
And then Shannon, I was like, yo, what's going on? Like, the votes were rising. It was probably the most voted for thing out of all the Shammies.
Oh, by far.
George versus Kai Grubbs in the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I think I texted you. I was like, Kai's got to be cheating. Like, there's no way. Yeah. I'm getting like, I think I got like 50 people to vote.
Dude,
it was so many people. Like, I just brought them all in. I was like, please. They're like, dude, shut up. Leave me alone. Like, I'm just trying to enjoy the weekend. I'm like, no, go vote for me. And then I think I texted you about it. I think Ty Grubbs is cheating. And then you went into the votes itself and saw all the names that involved. I'm trying to remember. It was like, I hate George.
Yeah.
I love Ty Grubbs. It was just so many votes.
It's like Big Hoss. Yeah.
Big Hoss. And I brought it. And I think you confronted Kai Grubbs at that point.
I forget exactly. Maybe Kai can tell me. But first of all, it was an incredible run. Kai was just annihilating people, and George was annihilating people. It was just two runaway trains on a collision course in that quarterfinals. I have the bracket pulled up here. George, you beat Sammy to get there. You beat Eric to get there. Kai beat Owen. Kai beat Johnny. I forgot about that. Rip Johnny. Johnny
first lost round. First round.
Yeah. Johnny was not happy about it. I think that's part of the reason why Johnny didn't want to come on the pod this year, because he didn't like the turnout in the Shammy Awards voting. Kai, what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't remember any of this happening.
This is what we're going with?
But I just don't remember. Like, it's not clicking my brain what happened.
Interesting.
It's been a long year. A year's a long time ago. You know, lots it happened actually, in a year.
It's amazing that George, you still won despite his bot accounts. Not even bots. Like, this is, you know, he made these with reason, with purpose, with intentions. So not bots. This is just Kai Grubbs through other mediums. And George, you still pulled out the victory. Yeah.
I was desperate to win, you know. Oh, I brought people into the Shannon show. You know, I was recruiting fans.
Yeah, you did. It was a great service. I remember just checking the votes and just being concerned. I'm like it was like over 100 people had voted, like within it's been like 12 hours. Like, it's just an insane vote count. And all the other ones, it's like 30 votes, you know, like tops for somebody.
Shannon. I got lazy, or I didn't get lazy. You can only make so many bot accounts on your phone. So only like 7 of them were actually bots. Like, there is actually that many people that voted.
-7, which is enough to swing an election, I would say, especially in the prior rounds. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, having hundreds of people voting, they're actually real people.
No, I believe you. I'm sure you did some recruiting as well. Good for you.
It's crazy that you said you forgot, but
all of a sudden now you're admitting it.
Yeah, we have a vote going on currently as we speak against Chunk and I forget who.
Yeah.
But some of those bot counts, you know, they just showed up again.
Yeah, it's really a miraculous turnaround here. Chunk was barely winning.
But he remembers the passwords to his bot accounts.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Chunk was in a dead tie. Then out of nowhere, Grubskies voted for him. Then Big Boy Shaft, and then Fortnite Gamer 1403, and then I Love Oki, then Big Hoss 283 84 747, I Dislike George, I Love Kai Grubbs, and Utah M.AN. All voted for Chowder all of a sudden. So, I mean, I'm good for Chowder for appealing to a wide-ranging audience there and coming back.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
A lot of wide ranges, Kai Grubbs.
You know? Yeah. Oh, Kai Grubbs. Guy, so are all these saved on your phone, or do you remember all these usernames and passwords and re-log in? Because each are equally disturbing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just have to memorize my brain. I don't know. Easy.
Yeah. Okay, we're
Kai Grubbs.
Go ahead, George, please.
What else besides the chamois are you rigging in votes? Like, do you ever like see like a girl on Instagram? They're like, "Oh, should I cut my hair or keep it long?" And like, like this girl's about to cut her hair because.
Is this true, Kai?
No, that is not true.
How can we take this with any seriousness?
What? Say that again.
I'm just like, how can we take you seriously? I don't know. There's probably a lot of girls with really bad haircuts right now because you swung the tide of an election within a few seconds.
If I did that, I would have no life, and I actually have a life. So,
did you vote in the election last month?
No, I did not.
Wow. First of all, that's your civic duty. Yeah, so you'll vote 8 times in a chamois award poll, but you won't vote as a citizen. This is a national
thank God the elections
issue, yeah.
Are not through Instagram. Or
Also, Kai, where do you get inspiration for these usernames? I'm just curious. I mean, it seems like it might be some sort of artistic meaning.
I used those accounts a year ago. I don't remember how I got them.
Mm-hmm.
Even I Dislike George. You don't know where that came from.
Yeah, no idea where that one came from. You know.
Okay. It's still there though, because it's still voting.
George, do you think you got a little? I mean, after beating Kai Grubbs, he was kind of like the big target you had to take down in the middle of that bracket. Do you think you got a little complacent? You thought it'd be an easy ride the rest of the way, or did you just not want to ask the same people to vote for you for the fourth time that week?
I don't know who were the finals, but I felt like I won. I beat Kai Grubbs, and I was good with that.
You did a great service to everyone else, because if you didn't take him down, I don't think anyone was. That's for sure. So that was very nice of you to put an end to that fire.
Oh yeah.
Could you imagine we live in a universe? It was Carolina. Carolina won by one vote. Whenever I pressed record on the chamois, and Johnny didn't like it. Johnny didn't like that she was winning. I'm gonna go ahead and put that out there. That's a little new piece of information. He's like, "Can we just wait? Like, may Georgia win?" I'm like, "This is the vote. I don't know what to do." So
I do remember talking to Hoppy. Hoppy is as you know, he's also a service member, but just not the one that actually does stuff. Yeah, he's a service member, you know, and his point of duty whenever he works once in a blue moon is here next to me. And I, when he came over, pretty sure it was in September, I took him out for dinner, and we did talk about my trial, right?
Yeah.
And he said he could have made me a gent if he was there. He said, really? If I was there, you would be a gent.
He told me the same thing. Yeah, he thought he could have made you a judge. He would have been on your side. He would have testified on your behalf. Mm-hmm. I think I would have made him the judge personally. But yeah, he was in boot camp, and he was a big supporter of that podcast. It was a cool episode. I don't know. It was cool. Kai was not there for that one.
Thank God.
Don't remember why. Were you invited, Kai, or did we just?
Was that the one? Was I at the wedding? I think I was there.
No. That was my trial. We had one for George.
Oh no, I never testified there.
Never testified. Kai, what was your opinion on my trial? Do you think I had a fair and just trial?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was pro Shannon.
Pro Shannon dog, pro Shannon gent.
Pro Shannon gent.
This is ridiculous. coming from multiple Instagram account user, Kai Krebs.
Yeah, George. I don't know if Kai has the ethos here, unfortunately.
Kai Krebs, I also have another question for you. I know you weren't there for my trial, but pro George gent or pro George dog?
I do not have the information capable of answering that question.
It's an either or, Kai Krebs.
Yeah,
I think he just needed to see the evidence presented at the trial to fully understand.
Oh, okay,
fair enough.
But
in your
opinion, the amount that you know me now and in the past,
why are you still lobbying for this, George? You're a convicted dog. Like, this doesn't mean anything. You're right that his opinion's invalid because he has 17 bot accounts. Like, this is just a really you're really not taking this well. Something tells me deep down you want to be a gent.
That obvious, huh?
Is there part of you?
Yes, I want to be a gent.
Okay. Kai, earlier you were saying how he's embraced it, how he's, you know,
I have embraced it, but I also regret it, you know?
Okay, there's a balance, I guess. My bad. I just remember, too, that the video that I used for you and the chamois voting last year was you reenacting Chunk in the tower with Jalen. Do you remember that? Where he was covering up himself.
Oh, my God.
That was a good meme. That was a good meme.
That video still pops up in my memories.
Shannon, we're gonna do a little game here. we're gonna do a little game. We're coming up on episode 100, so this is gonna be a little bit of Shannon Show trivia. I know you guys are the biggest fans. You watch every episode, so that's gonna be reflected in your answers here. And I'm really excited. really excited to hear this. You just mentioned the Kool-Aid Man. So, George, question number one. The Kool-Aid Man is one of the notable figures in the backdrop of every Shannon show. What episode did he first appear in? Give me a guess.
Number two.
Give me a ballpark. No, he was not there for your episode, George. That was a...
Dang it.
Kai, what do you think?
Episode 35.
It was episode 10.
No way.
Episode 10.
Yeah.
He first appeared on the Shannon show.
Is there like a closest
many...
wins or
no? Oh my God, this guy's so competitive. So competitive. He has to be Kai and everything. Sure, George, we'll give you a point. We'll give you a point, buddy. All right. How many episodes of The Shannon Show has Kai Grubbs appeared in? Kai, you can go first.
As in my name's been said or just me?
You have been in the Zoom room.
In the Zoom room. I'm going to say including this one or not including this one?
Not including this one.
Four.
George?
I would say three.
The answer is four. So, Kai, I'm glad you know how many times you've been on the Shan Show. That would be you had your own episode. You had a group one with Aiden, Henri, Kai Krogan, and then you were in the chamois, and then you were also in the trial. So there's your four. And George, you've been on trial, episode two, my trial, boot camp. So that's also four? Or am I missing one?
I was in one with Owen, too. We kind of had, like, because he still didn't get his own episode.
I thought that was like, episode two. He was, like, on the gentleman's hotline. That's what I called it.
Was that part of my episode? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he, so I guess and then four. We talked about the Bangkok story. So I guess you're even with Kai. And you guys are both in this one, so you're not gaining any ground. One thing you can't beat Kai in the 2020 Shammy Awards, there's a three-way tie for the best group episode. How did Shannon and Sammy settle the tie? Closest wins.
Closest wins. Flip the coin.
Kai? For a three-way tie, how do you flip a coin for three options?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It was a snail race. We raced snails. Because George's answer was so absolutely egregiously terrible for choosing between three options, I had to give it to Kai. A fine lady named Kenna Wells, she was the guest for episode number 28, has the most views in Shannon Show history. Which episode has the second most, or guest?
Kai, you want to go first?
Guy?
I'm gonna say episode like 1, 2, 3, or 4, or the actual episode like number she was in.
What? You guess one. What do you mean? I'm saying which episode.
Okay, that's Guy's answer.
Okay, Guy. Okay.
So you're asking the question is what episode besides her has the most views?
Yes.
It's gotta be one of the trials. Those do pop off. I'm gonna guess the trial of Shannon Hyde.
That is not true. It is episode number one with Johnny Hoppy, and I guess Kai kind of said that. Someone give that point to Kai, even though I asked for one episode and he guessed 4 or 5 there. You guys are very good at this. Last one, we're coming up on the 100th episode. Who was the guest of episode number 50?
Oh, shoot.
Guy's like, oh shoot, goes to youtube.com slash the Shannon Show. Yeah, he's like, oh shoot, scroll.
I
feel like it's like Krogan.
Nope, wasn't no. Krogan. George, we just talked about this.
No, we did not. No way.
Yes, we talked about it.
It was me. I don't know.
You were 51. Wait,
it was Dodea. Oh, it was the leader of Dodea.
Yeah. It was the Dodea director. Thank you so much, guys, for playing Shannon Show Trivia. I'm going to bring some of my actual listeners in next time for that. I feel really, that makes me really sad. I know some people enjoy the fun. Go ahead.
We were talking about the Shannon Show a couple nights ago, and I brought up the point that you had a book. And guess who had no clue that you had a book?
Well, it wasn't Kai Grubbs. Kai Grubbs knows.
It was Kai Grubbs.
Kai Grubbs didn't know.
What do you mean? I literally texted Shannon so many times about the book.
Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
what?
Dude.
What are you doing?
Liar.
I don't think so, Kai.
I brought up the book, and his response was, Shannon has a book?
Let's do a preposterous predicament. This is actually going to be the first preposterous predicament that was ever done on the Shannon Show. So it's a fun little hypothetical. This one isn't even hypothetical, funny enough. I forgot what it was. I had to go look it up. The question is, what is the proper way to wipe your ass, sitting or standing? George? Kai?
Okay. So when we talk about standing, right? Are we standing full up, like standing straight up, or are we kind of like have like a tilt to us, kind of bent over, making like a weird bent angle?
Like a 45. Standing is standing.
Standing is standing. So you're standing straight up, like at attention.
No, I'm saying that any standing, like sitting, any kind of, cheeks so on the seat, butt off the seat. You're standing, yeah.
Okay. If you do that, obviously, I'm not going to judge you.
Wait, that is me. Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
If you stand, it's wrong?
If you're standing, it's wrong.
Okay, interesting. So you're telling me that you sit and you reach your hand in between your legs down towards the poop in the bowl and reach underneath.
Courtesy flush. Come on.
Flush. Okay, you flush before you wipe, but you never rise.
Never once, cheeks off the seat, wiped.
Okay, so when you're wiping and you're sitting, how do you know if toilet paper is white or not? If you know what I'm saying. Like how do you check to see if you still got more to do? So that means you reach down, you wipe, you bring it back up to inspect and then put it back down?
I don't bring it back up. I bring it half out. It never leaves the toilet bowl. So I like look, I'm like, I got more to go. So
okay.
Is this what gets the Shannon Show views? We're talking about wiping ass right now.
Run it back. Interesting. Kai, what was your take?
I think I gotta agree with George here.
Finally something.
Yeah. I mean, no further comment really. I mean, I kind of am in agreement. So
I love your insight. Yeah, really, really helpful there, Kai. You bring a lot to the show, man. I've been a lifelong stander, and I didn't know that this was even a debate until I saw it online, and I saw other people debating it. I'm like, well, obviously everyone stands, right? And then I learned that people sit down and do that. And I think my argument is the leverage. I think that I just get a much better wipe, much more thorough. I get the job done a little more efficiently because I don't know if I'm sitting down, I can do that. And also with my massive, I could really have any space to reach up and under there. So I just don't think it would really be possible for me personally. Massive.
I didn't know this was a debate either. The only debate that I've heard is, do you wipe from the front? Like, you go through your legs and wipe back, or do you go from behind? That's the debate I've heard.
Oh, I've heard. Wow. So you go from the front then?
Yeah.
Well, you reach in the front, go from, okay.
Yeah, by the massive, and then,
Sorry. Ween.
My bad. Ween. The ween.
Yeah. Isn't that, like, unhealthy for you? Wait.
I don't think wiping your ass is unhealthy.
No. Like, I swear there was, like.
Guys, like, wait, you're wiping?
No, I was listening to a podcast one time. And
not the Shannon Show, clearly.
It's actually like you'll get bacterial infections if you go in from the front.
Well, George seems to be doing all right, so.
I seem to be fine. I've
he's the spokesman for this movement.
Cleanest buttholes out there.
Shannon Show out of context.
Maybe not.
Tailor made. Oh, you know what you've done.
Maybe not as clean as Shannon's.
Because I'm getting the extra leverage, right?
He's getting that extra leverage. He's getting that. You spread
from outer space. Yeah. No.
Because I did have a friend in boot camp, one of my guys, and you know, there's no privacy in boot camp, so
yeah.
You know, we do everything together. We take craps together, and he always stood up. All right, and he's the first person I ever saw stand up. So this is where I kind of get this information from. So he always stood up, stood at that 45 degree angle, right?
Yeah.
Went behind like a back turning thing. One hand, butt cheek, spread, you know, the other wiping butt, you know? And that's what I saw. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
You know, now that I think about it.
The most leverage I've ever seen on a wipe though.
He can probably one shot that every time now that I think about it.
He probably does. Yeah.
Now I think about it, whenever I am in a public stall, I think I do the like the 45. I don't do a full stand because I'm obviously very tall and I don't like.
When you can full stand, you have no leverage there. Cheeks are together at full stand because if you're at an angle, your cheeks naturally spread a little.
Well,
bit.
I'm saying
you're standing
like, full
up, you're clapping.
Hey, sorry, I gotta go. My boss is calling me. It's been an honor to be on the show.
Are we counting this? Yeah, Kai.
Yeah. Okay. I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
guys
for
later.
Blessing. Yes. See you, man.
He's not having the butt wiping conversation.
That was your decision to bring him on. I put it in your hands, and you said.
I said this is your show, Mr.
You told me you told Kai that you could come on.
I was talking to him earlier, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to come on the show." So I don't think it was either my choice, but I gave him my blessing because I did want to confront him about the bot Instagram accounts, but apparently he doesn't remember. So.
Yeah, the coherency in his argument didn't make any sense. He denied it and then immediately admitted it. So that was very
cool. It's like me deciding if I want to be a dog or a gent.
I don't even know.
I live the best of both worlds.
Maybe we could form an alliance, George. Maybe there's some in between spot that you and I could create. Obviously, no one cares at this point because we're well out of high school.
Purely for you and me.
Yeah, maybe that would help my sanity, just to know I have somewhere where I truly belong, like a home.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I feel like we do have the best of both worlds. Like we could flip switches. You know, like when we're with the boys and the boys are going out, we could dog out. You know,
we could. We absolutely.
But like when parents of like girlfriends or like the director of Dodea come
very
on,
important. Yep,
we can flip a switch and we could. Gentlemen, like, you know.
You know what, George? How come we never acknowledge that this might be a good thing? How come it took us this long? How come we were always trying to cast ourselves into these two boxes? I mean, when you look at the extremes too, like we were never gonna be Isaac, and we also were never gonna be, you know, Chunk or Sammy at some points, you know?
Right. See, I think we never thought about this because ever since day one, mm-hmm. me meeting you and you meeting me, we've always been at each other's throats. There's never been a solid friendship we never were on the same planet. It was always like,
yeah,
you're going to be this or you're going to be that. You
know? Yeah.
Like what you said to me the first time you met me, like we're either going to be great friends or worst enemies, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all, but.
Of course you don't. You don't remember. You're like Ty Grubbs, but I remember that. It got boom in my mind. It was planted in there.
And
I just lived with that.
Yeah, for some reason that was my mindset, and I don't know why that was the case. That's a really weird thing to say to someone when you first meet them. Like that puts you in a weird position.
You didn't like old man George, you know?
I don't even know if I knew you were an old man at the time. I think that was just gut instinct.
You did. Shantae
told me.
He's a 19-year-old.
Because people kept on talking about you. Yes, I remember a little more now. I was like, George this, George that. I'm like, who is this motherfucker? Who is he? I'm like, let me see this guy. Yeah.
He's a future 2-time Shammy award-winning guest.
Yeah, imagine telling that Shannon that told you we're either going to be best friends or mortal enemies that, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road, you're going to have a podcast and George is going to be a 2-time Shammy award winner. That it would be a different language. I wouldn't comprehend. I'm like, I'd still be talking to this guy.
So are we deciding that we're the best of both worlds when it comes to dogs and gents?
I think we can decide that. I think we can, and I think that it has taken every bit of time to get to this point. We've needed joining other people's groups. Yeah.
Instead of joining other people's groups, we have our own, you know. And then we can hold trials if you think you're great enough to be one of us.
If you can be some sort of in betweener. We need a better name for it because in-betweener is not one.
We're not sticking with that.
No, definitely not. But we definitely
could have a vote. For the Shannon on when this episode gets out.
Maybe we could. I think I like the way you think. You were in favor of democracy as I am. That's something that a dog would not do.
Even though the winner is going to be whatever Kai Grubbs wants it to be.
to accept that. But he'll never be a part of it. That's what's most important. Also, you know, I just remembered someone. I need to get Ralph on the show, man. I mean, I know we only got a few of these left, but man, he was.
Oh my God, that is.
He was the dog of dogs. I wonder how his toenails are doing. Yeah.
That's a rated R episode. Did you ever get a jit?
No, bro. I don't think he's jit. He doesn't even talk, bro.
He doesn't talk.
I'd be talking to myself for like an hour and a half. So little Shammy's preview to wrap things up because I do want people to go and vote. Obviously, the Instagram tournament's really cool. George, I squeezed you in there because I knew we were recording this podcast. And I think I saw that.
I was like, I'm not
service.
Even on an episode.
Yeah, I know. I was. There. That's always really tough because like last year, because I have guests on in December, right? But it's still that year. So I try to like forecast that and squeeze them in if I can. And if not, then I'm not going to put them on the one for next year. So I knew we'd be recording this. So got you in there. And maybe you can redeem yourself. I'm not sure if you'll be doing as much lobbying this time. I'll have to look at your draw.
No, I'm going to let how things go. I mean, you're going to let it shake out? Things go. I'm going to let the fans actually decide. The fans, you know,
that would be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah, to see a legitimate favorite. But Grubb is already throwing that away. I don't know who his child are going against, but they're screwed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. Maybe I can do some subtraction there and try to. I hate to get my hands in there. I really just like to let the polls shake it out because I don't want there to be a situation where Judge Shannon robbed me of a Shammy Award. This is a very serious competition.
Love my Shammy Awards, though.
Yes, do you have them on like a shelf? You have them on a shelf or something?
You haven't given me a physical award.
Oh, that's right. Shoot, must be in the mail.
Must be in the mail. I'll give you my address after this. But if you give me a physical award, I promise it would be on my shelf, both of them, two times. I would wake up to those every morning, just drink my coffee and just stare at them, be like, I've done stuff in life. I'm accomplished.
You are for a lot of reasons, and the Shammies are just part of that mix. The Shammy Awards, you can vote for them at theshannonshow.com. There's a vote now button. It'll take you to the form. And on there, we have, you know, best content creator, just like last year. We have best in-person episode, which is a really great thing. But yeah, Chowder, he's been doing great stuff with his
I did like those in-person episodes. I saw the tailgating one.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
That was actually a pretty good one.
Totally different vibe, too.
I like the human interaction. It makes me feel more included instead of just like my face, your face. Content.
Yeah,
you know,
it's weird. I definitely like the in-person one a lot more, and every time I see someone it's kind of awkward because I'm like, you know, this is a great opportunity for a podcast. I hate being that guy, but soon that will no longer be the case. Whatever. Best group episode, those are always fun. And then best episode overall, that's obviously another prestigious award that the Trials have taken home the past 2 years. George knows well. Okay. And then there's a few other awards that I give out that I choose just to recognize a few people. There's like a Shan of the Year award that I like to recognize for the person who's been most.
After
that performance. Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I feel like such a fake fan. Honestly, I think like I'm gonna go and watch all of them. You know, because now that I know they're coming to an end. Because usually I would nitpick. I'm like, I don't really know that person. You know, or be like,
there's gonna be 100 more of them.
I'll watch that episode. You know.
In the analytics,
because the female was attractive, I was like,
which one?
Yeah, I'll watch her.
Which one? Let's go through the list. We'll go one by one. Tell me which ones are view worthy. No, I can tell by the views. I am like, I wonder why this one did better than the other one. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, thumbnails are exactly the same, except this person had this and this person had that, and you know, no Kubi ties. You know, it happens. I totally understand.
Yeah. Kubi ties it all together. You know?
I do love some Kubi ties. This year of the podcast was much different than the one before. I think the first two, I was doing a lot of Kubi people. This year I branched out a little bit more, which is good, you know, for kids who didn't go to Kubi, and it brings, you know, new people into the podcast. But I mean, for us, like, there's nothing like good old Kubi talk. So
I'll go back and I'll watch all the Shannons, because I, you know, I can always say I can watch the next, but like soon it's going to be done, and now I'm not going to have any more the Shannon Show episode, so I'm gonna have to relive through them all.
There's a lot of footage, man, and there's definitely ones that are worth skipping too. So I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even go through and watch all of them.
I didn't even watch my episode.
You lived it though. That's what Chunk said to me.
He said
I lived it. Why would I need to watch it? And I was like, you know, that's a really good point. And that's when I stopped watching them as well. So
I do like watching the editing though. Like I watched your trial and the editing, but it wasn't that much in it. So.
It was pretty gracious.
Because I did watch the uncut version, you know.
You were at the premiere, yeah. And you lived
the uncut version. And I lived the uncut. Well, I wanted to see like what you kept, because there was some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah. And like,
the uncut
one.
Version did have the demoralizing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Kills me every time, Shannon.
It was good stuff. It was fun. It was tough to be in that position. I mean, you know, you sat in the same chair. We're the only two people who really understand. You just kind of have to take it, because I know it's for content. I know everyone else is having a good time. So I'm just like, yeah, it's all good. What can you do? Anyways, man, I'll let you
get out of this freaking parking lot.
Yeah, I'll let you get out of this parking lot. I've been looking at that flashing sign for too long, man. Scary ass cookout. Get back to shelter. Tell your roommate that he is banned from the podcast.
I will. I'm like, you better never look up the freaking Shannon Show. You're banned.
No, he's not allowed. He is banned.
I do. I am a whore for Shannon's though, so I will be watching the Shannon's this year. I don't think I'll get one because I didn't have a lot of content. I wasn't out there. I do try my best every time I am on an episode. I give it my all.
You do. You're a great guest. Yeah.
I'm a great guest. I'm a two-time
an all-timer,
hopefully three-time an all-timer, you know.
Yeah,
I will be watching the Shannies, and if there's anything you could do or anything that I could do to help to improve the show, I'll be there for you,
Shammy. I appreciate that, man. I'll send you an invite to the Shammies for sure if you have some time. I know it's the holiday season.
Guess what? So I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm not going to pull an Isaac.
Okay.
Well, shall not
it's
be
a
named.
Little bit different. Yeah, it's freaking
every
Isaac.
Time you hit me up with an invite of the show, I hastily respond.
You make it happen.
Except that last weekend where I was dying, but that's
okay. Yeah. It seems like you've made a full recovery, though, so that's nice.
Full recovery. My brain is okay.
Yeah. You were sending me some weird messages there. I was like, what is wrong with
this
guy?
Can't say the same for Kai Grubbs. I think he's permanent damage.
I think he's deteriorating rapidly. I think he may have been a little sharper back in high school.
We were playing video. I don't think he can catch. I don't think he can sit at the hot corner anymore.
No.
He got lucky in high school because the balls always just went straight towards his glove somehow.
Yeah.
But I remember we were playing some video games and he turned on his camera. He was like, y'all want to see me take a shot? Right, we're like, sure. So he turned his camera on instead of a shot glass, right? No, just fucking bottle, bang, just drinking out of like a handle of Tito's. He's just like, oh, watch me take a shot, gulp, 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 like three gulps.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, guys, like, if for anyone who's still watching, like, that's not a flex. Like, in high school, it seems like a flex, but trust me, once you start doing that afterwards, it's not. And quite frankly, it's probably dangerous at some point. So.
Not good for you.
Not at all. Don't do drugs.
So any of y'all vape out there, quit that shit. Okay. I hate people vaping. Well, people who ask me for a vape, like, hey, can I hit your vape? Like, I don't have one. Quit vaping. We're made to breathe oxygen. Damn it, man. I hate it. Anyway.
That's funny because I remember, you know, I'm not going to get into it.
That was never me.
Go ahead.
It wasn't me. I found one on the bus and I hit one and that's when I decided not to like it. I did. But I kept it in my mouth. I never let it touch because I like blowing smoke because I thought it was cool because I was a high schooler. But I didn't do it for that long because I hated the taste of it. And I don't like smoke in my mouth. Oxygen.
There was a lot of vapors going on in the Rusty Bug on any given day. There was a lot of...
That was never me. I was never
really?
One of them.
Well, it wasn't me either. So I guess I don't know who it was.
Because us in-betweeners or whatever we'll decide to call ourselves.
In-betweeners. We care about our personal health, right? We care about our lungs.
We care.
Yeah, and we care about other people. That's why we're putting that message out there.
Some people.
Yeah. Well, okay. Most. Well, really appreciate it as always.
It's been a pleasure.
I'll see you at the Shammies then. Maybe.
I'll be at the Shammies.
Okay, we'll get
like a time frame.
It'll be like probably the 22nd or 23rd of December. We're still working on
that.
Sounds great. Yeah. Hopefully, you'll be there to claim your third Shammy award. That would be pretty cool.
Hopefully, I will have a speech ready because I haven't been there to claim either of them. Mm-hmm. But I will have a speech ready just in case. And
that'll be cool.
I will kick my roommate out, so I will be in my.
You will be mode. Not in transit mode.
In transit mode, chilling at the cookout.
I mean, this is an all-time Shannon Show location, though. I'm never gonna forget this. When George called into
it's
the Shannies for
the
a
last,
cookout, yeah.
Yeah, one of the good. One of the last Shannies too, so I gotta go all out.
Yeah,
I might wear my Only Shannies T-shirt.
You have I did not know you had an Only Shans T-shirt.
I have an. It's like a light blue Kevin, Only Shans.
All right, man, that's pretty dope. Did not know that.
I don't know where it is. Though. I think it's back home, so I gotta get my mom to send it. But
do what you gotta do, man. Anything to rep the pod, right?
Rep the pod.
Rep the pod. Yep. No vaping. I'll see everyone next week. Vote in the Shammies.